It's 11 in the morning, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Della Street walks slowly out of City Woman's Jail, looks blindly before her.
Della! Della!
Didn't you hear me? Della.
Oh, Perry.
Get in the car, Della. What's the matter?
Nothing.
No, tell me, Della.
Well, just when they took Kate back to her cell, she had her shoulders back and her chin up in the air. Poor kid, she had a look in her eyes like a child who's been slapped for no reason. Chief, she doesn't know why this is happening to her. You know Kate Beekman never deliberately hurt anyone. She couldn't. Who would want to frame her?
I don't know, Della. Yet. But I do know that you're right when you say she's framed. An innocent person can be a victim of circumstances, but when an innocent girl is indicted for murder...
Well, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Oh, look, Della. Apt is going to the grand jury because he thinks he has built a case against her.
Oh.
No matter how strong his case seems to be, it has one fatal weakness. Kate is innocent. Perhaps I could check Apt now. But I can't smash this frame yet because I don't know who's doing it or why.
As you know, Gus Jensen, who pretended to be Kate's friend, framed the innocent girl. As you know, Gus Jensen cleverly played on Tony Fassina's bitter jealousy of Kate. Made Tony believe Kate is guilty of the crime Gus Jensen committed. Now, as Gus goes to Tony's apartment...
Hello, Gus Jensen.
Now, Tony, how's the girl?
I'm sad, Gus. Tony's real sad.
Yeah. And drunk.
A little bit drunk. Just a little teensy-weensy bit drunk. I gotta have a little drink when I feel bad. When I feel awful bad, Gus. I'm so lonesome for glory. You want a little drink?
No.
Don't you feel sad?
I feel swell.
Oh. You don't even care if Gordy's dead. You're mean.
I just don't think about it. Tony, come over here.
Why?
A few more papers to sign, then you can go back to your bottle.
I don't want to sign papers. I want to think about Gordy.
Better lay off, Tony.
I can't help thinking about it.
Here's a fountain pen.
He was the sweetest little guy. Wasn't he a sweet little guy, huh? Gave me presents all the time. Now he's gone. He's never coming back and give me presents anymore. Oh, I'm so sad.
Tony.
How can I stop thinking about him when I gotta talk about him?
Just shut your mouth and sign these. What do you mean you have to talk about him?
That cop phoned me. Halverson. Big, good-looking one.
You like his looks?
He's not good-looking like you. He's so ugly, he's good-looking.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Why did he call you?
To talk about Gordy. I mean, I gotta talk about him.
When?
This afternoon. Good looking's gonna come and get me.
Take you where? Answer me, Tony.
All right, all right. The grand jury.
Grand jury? This afternoon?
Yeah. Now shut up while I pour my drink. Hey!
Put that down.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Hello. I'm phoning from Miss Fassina's apartment. Send up a quart of black coffee right away.
You think I'm going to drink that stuff?
You'll drink it. Huh. And you'll take a cold shower if I have to put you into it myself. Now put that down, Tony.
You listen to me, Gus Jensen. You don't tell me what to do. I want to drink it, I'll take it, see? All right. Go ahead and slap me around. If you want me to go to court with a black eye, go right ahead.
Tony... I wouldn't hit you, Tony. But use your head, kid. Don't drink anymore.
Go on. hit me.
I wouldn't do that. But, Tony, I thought you wanted Kate Beekman to pay for killing Gordy.
Give me that bottle.
A redhead killed the guy who loved you. He was going to marry you, but she killed him. Don't you want her to pay for it?
Yeah.
Then use your head.
What's the matter? You think there's something wrong with me? Can I talk, can I?
Yeah, sure, but...
You hear me talking, don't you, big boy? Okay. So they're going to hear me. I'm going to tell them all about it. All the things she did. And I'll make her pay for it. You bet I'll talk. Now I'm going to have another drink.
All right, Tony, slug it down. And you talk. Tell them just how much you love the little guy. Go in there, crock to the gills, and they'll laugh at
you. You stay.
Get smart, Tony. Lay off the booze and take a cold shower. Drink the coffee.
And do just what you tell me. I'm tired of having you tell me. You're not so smart. You're not any smarter than I am. Where do you get off ordering me, huh? I'm going to do this my way.
Yeah, the drunk way.
I'm not so drunk.
You can sober up in time.
I'll be okay. Just remember that. Little Tony will be okay. I'll just stand up in front of the grand jury and just talk to the grand jury. My way.
Uh-huh.
You know what's the matter with you? You want me to tell you? Okay. You don't like it because I won't do it your way. I'm not so dumb. Well, I'll do it like I want to. I got the right, haven't I? Gordy loved me, didn't he? And I love him. So it's all right if I take a little drink. I'll just tell the grand jury, ladies and gentlemen, my heart is broken. And I took a little drink. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? That's reasonable, isn't it? Grand jury will understand it. Girl taking a drink because her heart broke.
Maybe you're right, Tony.
I am.
Sure. You can handle it.
You just don't like it because I don't do it like you want me to. You gotta understand, my heart's broken, Gus.
Yeah. And I'm a real stubborn guy. I want my own way.
And that's too bad. This little girl takes a drink when her heart's broken.
Okay, Tony.
You're up to something.
Yeah. It's too bad Gordy didn't live long enough to marry you, kid. Gordy had some dough stashed away. 50, 60 G's. You were his widow. Well, you'd get the dough. Forgive me, Tony. The girl with a broken heart isn't interested in money.
How much did you say?
50 or 60,000. Maybe more. What do you care? Your heart's broken.
Yeah, but I gotta live, haven't I? Gus, who's gonna get the money?
Well, Gordy left a will, named you his beneficiary.
Gus.
There's just one fly in the ointment, Tony. I don't know exactly where the will is located.
You gotta find it.
Why? I won't get anything out of it.
Gus, please, please.
You mean as a favor? Why? You won't do me a favor. I might feel differently if you do what I ask. Behave yourself.
You just tell me what to do, huh?
For one reason only, Tony. Remember this. I only want to see her pay for killing my friend.
Yeah, yeah. You just tell me what to do.
All right, get in there and take a cold shower. And do it now. Now step on it, Tony. I'm going to order you some food to go with that coffee.
Once again, Gus Jansen has been able to convince Tony Fassina to do things his way. There'll be more excitement on Monday. So join us then, won't you?